And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Minnesota man got two consecutive life sentences recently for a night of political violence that destroyed two families. He murdered former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and shot a state senator and his wife. Prosecutors say he dressed as a police officer, knocked on doors pretending to run wellness checks. Officers found a list of 45 Democratic officials and their addresses in his car. At the sentencing, the Hortman son told the court that his mother was supposed to bake his wedding cake. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, has figured out why the homelessness in her city is climbing again. And the answer, well, she says, is President Trump. The new numbers out roughly put 45,000 people on the streets, up 8% in a year. That's after her signature program spent more than $300 million on hotel and motel rooms, and 40% of those people are back outside. Only one in four reached permanent housing after spending just a little north of $200,000 for each person. One resident told a local station he doesn't listen to the numbers because his eyes are better than numbers. What does that even mean? On the health front, measles? Well, that's back. Johns Hopkins counts more than 2,200 cases this year, the most since 1991, with outbreaks from South Carolina to Texas. This is a disease we declared eliminated in the year 2000, and 9 out of 10 unprotected people exposed to it will catch it. Dr. Oz is telling everyone to take the shot. The health secretary is telling parents to talk it through with their own doctor, which respects both medicine and the family, especially when there's a real moral objection to how some of these were developed. And speaking of medical advice, a Florida pastor is suing OpenAI over guidance he says nearly killed him. The lawsuit claims ChatGPT told him his symptoms weren't dangerous and that God did not design his body to endlessly fail. When he told ChatGPT that his church thought he was crazy for not seeing a doctor, it told him to take it easy. He ended up in intensive care with a massive clot in his lungs, and his congregation had it right, the machine had it wrong, and they're saying that about 40 million people a day ask that thing health questions. Finally, an Australian horror movie called Leviticus is in American theaters, and the monster is us. It's set in a fundamentalist Christian town where two young men are put through deliverance rituals that summon up demons to hunt them. The director says the creature stands for homophobia, and the title, of course, tells you he means the whole biblical view of marriage. But there's no church that you and I would recognize that runs on shamans and incantations. And I think a straw man that flimsy is more of a compliment. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.